Week, a documentary on new technology and innovation in the Southeast.
All this week on Beat, we're looking at how new technology has benefited the region. Today I'm in Kilkenny to talk to John Clear, owner of Red Lemonade, a company that specialises in digital and print design. In the last few years, John has been instrumental in establishing a tech meetup in the city called Tech Thursday. He explains how that came about.
Tech Thursday is now running about 2 years. It initially started, there was an event in Ireland called Startup Weekend, and there was five events being held in five cities around the country, and Kilkenny wasn't included, and it kind of bothered me that we weren't involved, so I set up the event for Kilkenny, and we did it on design and tech. So we had a talk on that, and it went quite well, and it actually won the best talk of the weekend, so we're quite happy with that. So from there then, we decided to start up a tech meetup, kind of a networking event, and we decided to call it Tech Thursday. So the idea was that we'd meet up every Thursday once a month, and that has been rolling now, like I said, for 2 years. So we've had quite a lot of different events, and we've gained quite a lot of interest both inside county and outside. And it's growing.
Now we've heard of smartphones, smart cars, and even smart homes. But what about smart cities? John recently hosted a Tech Thursday event on this new subject. He explains the concept.
Smart cities, it's, you know, people have different perceptions of it. It's not utopian or dystopian Blade Runner stuff. It's nothing like that at all. I suppose if you were to break it down, what smart cities are, smart is data, and let's say city is community. So it's about working and enhancing the value of the lives for people who are working in cities, and that's by creating jobs and creating better technologies. So we had a talk at Tech Thursday, and we had different people talking who were creating smart controllers, etc., for people living in cities and beyond. So we had the hub controller down there from Dublin. They're a kind of a thermostat controller for a house, a digital controller. We had Pinpoint Alerts, who were actually based in Kilkenny. And what we had that night was just a review of what's going on in terms of smart cities. And I suppose one thing that came out of it was that, you know, it's not all about technology, it's all about people and community. And that was very important.
Kilkenny has established itself in the southeast as a hub for new startups and tech companies. But is it a smart city? I asked John for his thoughts.
I mean, I think it's very much an early stage for places like Kilkenny, but there's a lot of companies now. I mean, it's a perfect place for companies to set up. But I mean, one of the biggest things, I think, anyway, in terms of any city, whether it be smart or whatever you want to tag it with and whatever kind of reference or explanation you want to make of what is smart, one of the biggest industries is education, and that's something that needs to be addressed. And if it can be addressed in an enterprise way, well and good, but we need something in terms of education working in the city.
Finally, I asked John about what the future could hold for our urban centres.
We actually had a talk as well about a week ago in Kilkenomics, and we had one or two economists and what they think about it. They said one thing is you should try in somewhere like a city like Kilkenny or Wexford or whatever it is. Each of these cities have their own individual uniqueness, and you have to build on those assets. So it's not, you can't really do the exact same thing in every town. That's a really important thing. So what we found from talking to the economists was, one is you should twin with the city, and not twin with the city in the old-fashioned way, like in the enterprise-led community. Twin with the city, twin with another city is doing something similar, or someone you can learn from. I think that's one really big thing. And then is to just build on your existing assets. So as a smart city, you know, what are the strong assets in the city? Like I was saying, we've looked at tech with tourism. That could be quite a nice mix, you know. But I think that needs to be explored more. And things like a digital plan for a city need to be worked out as well. And they need to be done really fast and really efficiently.
Tomorrow, I get all festive and preview some of the hottest smartphones this year for Christmas.